through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morena Tim, how are you?
Oh, apologies, guys. There's a little bit of a internet tech gremlin situation. So I sometimes don't know when to come in. Morena, and how are you both?
Great.
That was a rough start, I have to say, on my end. All I heard was robot noises from my house. But I think it sounds clear for the listeners, so yeah, we'll go with that.
It sounds good. It sounds good in here. We'll just plow through. Technology is
absolutely
our friend.
And can I highlight, Rachel, what an incredible job you guys have been doing, because I don't think people kind of get a sense of all the behind-the-scenes stuff of getting the show out at the moment while you're all isolated and working remotely with all the interviews and stuff. But, man, I would have lost my rag by now. You guys are doing so great.
Cheers, Tim. Yeah, no, it's a team effort.
I have to say, I think all the listeners know is that I'm in my room sitting on a beanbag with a makeshift microphone stand out of a lamp.
I can kind of hear how reclined you are, Tess. Like, I can hear that you're on a beanbag, you know?
She's just chilling. What is not chilling, though, is the media landscape, or it's chilling in a very different way. What is going on, Tim?
What a cracking segue. Well, as you just heard in the news update at 9 o'clock from Lillian, NZME has had huge staff cutbacks. 15% of the staff has been cut. That's 200 jobs. Mm-hmm. And everyone who's on $50,000 a year or more in salary has been asked to take a 15% pay cut for 12 weeks. And this comes after NZME unceremoniously pulled the plug on Radio Sport just a few weeks ago as well, mm-hmm. and collapsed that whole station with zero notice. So, I mean, to be honest, these were, you know, sorts of things that were expected, but they're super horrible. Yeah. And I mean, if you think about it, like $50,000, if you're living in Auckland, if you've got a family or a mortgage or anything, like, that is so not a lot of money.
Yeah.
For a professional working in the industry. Yeah. And for them to get asked to take a 15% pay cut is just, yeah, it's pretty brutal out there, you guys.
Hard out.
I didn't want to spend too much. Oh, yeah, sorry.
I was going to say that's not the only sort of mad thing going on at the moment, though, is it?
Yeah, exactly. What I wanted to dedicate most time today to was me ranting and railing against the decision to reanimate the corpse of Paul Henry, who we thought we had successfully buried years ago in the graveyard of New Zealand's media landscape. If you've missed the news, there's a upcoming show called Rebuilding Paradise, which is going to be, I am 99% sure it's on 3, right?
Right.
This is a MediaWorks decision. The kind of genius that could only come from a corporation as intelligent as MediaWorks. the show's going to focus on sort of, yeah.
Do you think that they've done that to try and make TV3 more appealing to sell?
To who, sorry?
To sell.
Oh, to sell.
I've gone robot.
here's the thing of it. There's this phenomenon that's been happening for years, especially, like, it's nowhere more obvious than in television, where they make these quote-unquote safe choices by hiring people like Paul Henry because they've got an ever-diminishing audience. And so to capture the last people who have TVs, which are, like, 60-plus-year-olds, they get people who are familiar to that audience, and by doing so, they're just reinforcing this trend of everyone else fucking off out of TV land. And so they've got this, like, they're chasing their tail and further destroying what audience was left on the medium, because they're not inviting new people in.
No.
They're not welcoming themselves to people who aren't traditional TV watchers. They're taking no risks. They're exhibiting no creativity whatsoever. And so you're just servicing the same shrinking market of people who don't know how to change the channel because their Sky digital remote is too complicated.
And I'm not sure that's just age appropriate. It's a complicated remote.
On the one hand, it's financially a terrible idea. On the other hand, it means that there's this entire crop of young broadcasters and journalists and TV talent that can't get jobs, to like grow their careers, and we can't have this sort of dynamic media landscape that introduces new people into the fold to sharpen their tools. But it also means that there's this incredible lack of diversity in the kinds of faces that you see presenting primetime TV in New Zealand. Like, just if you look around, it is a single face, and it is an older, white, straight dude. And like, of all the fucking people, sorry to swear a couple of times on here already, but like, Paul Henry, really? This is the guy? For the younger listeners, I took the liberty of going onto his wiki page to just refresh my memory a little bit, because he's known as being a controversial figure in the media, which up until like 2015 was sort of the air quotes word that we gave to people who were assholes and beat up on minorities, but you would just sort of excuse it as a cheeky ratings bump.
But now
we kind of know that they're just bullies. So the controversies that I got reminded of on the page were including making fun of a lifelong environmental activist who came on the show for her having facial hair, calling homosexuality unnatural, calling Susan Boyle retarded, questioning whether the Governor General Sir Anand Sachinand was a New Zealander, making fun of the name of an Indian chief minister, saying that asylum seekers should be put in linen cupboards and starved to death. Like, you've got to... These things happen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't just ignore that they happened he said these outrageous things.
There is so much going on in this one decision in terms of like what it represents or what it appears to represent about how that company will be prioritising who they're talking about at the moment. And especially when we're going through a global crisis, you want to make sure that the voices that you're seeing on the TV or, you know, hearing in the media aren't just going to reinforce stuff that, you know, in a sort of silver lining situation, we potentially have the moment to be changing some of these attitudes now. This is a big overhaul of how we are as a society at the moment for a lot of really bad reasons. But, you know, there are some silver linings to that. We can readdress how we're kind of rolling along. And this is not maybe the way to do it.
That's exactly right. I was like even reading some old interviews with him, and even from just like a meritocracy point of view, this is not the right presenter to be hosting this kind of a show. Can I read you a little quote from New Zealand Herald interview that he did? So this is just to like exemplify how goddamn self-centered this guy is, and how there's certain applications that you can use a person like Paul Henry, and I think he's best weaponized against politicians. You want him to speak truth to power. You want an asshole to deal with people who are good at talking bullshit so that he can kind of hold them to account and not get caught up in the prestige of the office or whatever and become a lapdog. But he shouldn't be dealing with everyday New Zealanders, and here's why. He was asked why he doesn't like people, because he sort of volunteered in this interview he doesn't like people.
Bad start.
Yeah, he said, what are they thinking? It's because... So this is him responding to the question of, like, they were sort of talking about why he doesn't like people. They were going to do this chat at a cafe full of people, and he didn't want to because he doesn't want to be around crowds or human beings. And this is the quote from him. What are they thinking? And it's interesting because I don't care what they're thinking. I care that I don't know what they're thinking. So whatever it is they're thinking, I don't care about, but I care that I won't know what they're thinking.
What?
And I don't fucking want to ask them because I don't want to engage, you know? And sometimes they will come up and engage because I'm lovely. I want to be lovely, but I don't have the energy to be lovely because my life takes every fucking ounce of energy I've got. And, you know, it's easier for me to extend this interminably long interview than it is to go on and do the next thing.
My goodness.
He is a man who lives and exists for himself. And just to round this rant off, if I may, I would like to name some other options of people they could have gone to with this role.
Go on. Give us the list.
You want a safe choice? Petra Baghurst. Bankable, dependable, decades of experience on TV screens. You want someone who can sort of roll with the punches and do a live cross, and when all the technical stuff screws up, can still do an incredibly capable job? Tony Street. Fantastic. A great people wrangler as well. You want someone who can have access to communities all around New Zealand by virtue of being bilingual? Stacey Daniels.
Hi.
Or Miriam Akamo. Both would be fantastic choices. You want to go lighthearted and comedic? Maybe Jackie Brown. You want to go young? Sharon Casey. You know who would be a really bold and interesting choice? Susie Cato.
Hi.
Everyone lost their shit when she turned up on Dancing with the Stars. How good would it be to see Susie Cato taking stock of how New Zealand was rebuilding itself after this pandemic?
Honestly.
You want someone who's got incredible face recognition? Get Antonia Preble. You want someone who's got capable journalism chops to chase down the real story? Yannicka Tur-Allen is sitting there. She's already on payroll, I'm pretty sure. Like,
this is
they've got options.
They've got really good options. They've got really good options. Ay, ay, ay. It is a mess, Tim. It is a mess.
Anyway, but, that's my time. I thank you for indulging me, folks. I've had quite a lot of coffee, nothing to eat today.
I think you're speaking to a lot of people on that right now. It's been a pleasure, Tim. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm sure there'll be something else to get us all furious between now and then.
I'll try and find some good news for you and balance out the shade with the light. In the meantime, aroha nui, everybody.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye. Come
back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Thank you.